Gender inequality is always a touchy topic when it comes to Africa and Nigeria in particular, because it's largely influenced by religious beliefs and the diverse cultures. With this year's theme, Balance for Better, the United Nations, through International Women's Day, is mobilizing women to help forge a more gender-balanced society. Those who spoke with Radio Nigeria in Akure, the Ondo State Capital, Pastor Mrs. Funke Odedele and Mrs. Olamide Falana said, women could afford to occupy the back seat in the scheme of things.
We are saying that when we have equity, things are better. When we have gender equity, the society is better.
But what we are saying now is that we want balance. Let there be a balance in all what we are doing. Let there be balance in the uniqueness of a man. Let there be balance in the uniqueness of a woman.
When our men are moving upward, we also should move forward. And to balance for better is for us to develop ourselves.
Also, Mrs. Tolulope Akinkwotu, Mrs. Oluwatoni Adegbenro, and Mrs. Omobolaji Adebayo enjoined women to rise up and take their place.
We are going to tell our women, especially in the area of politics, to come out and do politics better. That way we can represent ourselves.
For us to gain gender equality, the women folk must rise up. It's a task. Women folk should rise up, have confidence, speak for themselves, and believe in themselves.
It's just a kind of culture we've been having, a kind of thing that has been wrongly taught even by our parents, even the women.
The wife of Ondo State Governor, Mrs. Betty Anyanwu Akeredolu, called on individuals and institutions to work unanimously to create a gender-balanced society.
I'm on the same page with them. We also need 50-50. The world becomes a better place when there is gender balance across the socio-economic spectrum.
International Women's Day, celebrated on the 8th March every year, is dedicated to advancing gender equality all over the world. In Akure, Abiodun Akinluwa, Radio Nigeria.